This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Senate Finance Committee has looked closely at the USMCA trade deal. We'll have more right after this.
Growers have spoken, and they're raving about Storin corn herbicide. We surveyed over 1,000 customers who've made the switch to Storin, and 99% said they'd recommend it to a friend. That's right, 99%. With a 9 out of 10 satisfaction rating, it's clear why Storin is the herbicide customers can count on. But don't just take our word for it. Ask your Syngenta retailer or visit storinreviews.com to read testimonials from Storin users near you. Always read and follow label instructions.
With the review process of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement set to begin later this year, the Senate Finance Committee took a closer look at the deal last week. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the testimony made before the committee highlighted the benefits of the agreement.
Basically, he talked about how good it had been for North American business, how good it had been for North American agriculture, how much it's increased our exports, how important it is to our supply chains. And I guess, crucially, going in through this review process, it's going to happen later this year, why it needs to continue. If they agree in July it should go forward, then it goes forward for at least another 16 years.
Salmonson said that while the deal has been positive overall, there are still some updates that need to be made.
We never quite realized all that we wanted and was negotiated in the original USMCA agreement. We thought we negotiated some extensive dairy access with Canada, and they have grown, but not to the extent we thought they would, to get the access we know we should get.
Salmonson said it's important to look at USMCA through a historical lens of relationships between the U.S.'s neighbors on both sides of the border.
We've had such strong growth. You go back to 1993, the beginning of NAFTA, the U.S. exported about $8 billion of ag products to Canada and Mexico combined. Now we're over $60 billion. Mexico's our number one. Canada's our number two export destination now. The best trade is the trade with the neighbors. It's the most efficient trade there is.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.